Hello and welcome to the Breakthrough Coaches podcast coaching series, session number 7, entitled Managing with Integrity, the Key to Continuous Breakthroughs. I'm Jill Pankhost, Vice President of the Breakthrough Coach. If you're listening to this session, you're a graduate of our Foundations course, How to Work Less, Produce More, and Still Get the Job Done. The purpose of this audio series is to support our graduates in the on-the-job implementation of the course content. As with any new program or system you undertake, challenges will arise. You'll have burning questions for which you'll want answers. You'll come to decision-making crossroads that'll call for out-of-the-box solutions. And inevitably, breakdowns will occur. Our podcast series is designed to support and encourage you in those make-or-break moments so that you thrive as an administrative team. Today, I'm going to introduce the distinction, managing with integrity. I'm going to begin by defining the term, then provide an explanation of how managing with integrity gives both the executive and secretary more power to produce breakthroughs in their time, results, and satisfaction. Finally, I'll conclude by offering you an exercise that, when practiced daily, will strengthen your ability to manage with integrity. Let's start with the word integrity itself. Merriam-Webster defines integrity as 1, an unimpaired condition, or 2, the quality or state of being complete or undivided. When something has integrity, it's by its very nature whole and complete. For example, a drinking glass has integrity. If it were to shatter, its integrity would be destroyed. When we at the Breakthrough Coach talk about living your life with integrity, we mean living life in a perpetual state of wholeness and completeness. Nothing in your life is left unsaid or undone. You don't allow past misgivings or miscommunications to linger. You give and keep your word with yourself and with others. Unfortunately, human beings are pretty weak in this arena. We all are. It's not personal. It's obvious, yes, that giving and keeping one's word is an issue in the world. Integrity is not something we're inherently born with. We're not genetically disposed towards integrity. And integrity is not a belief. Just because a person believes they have integrity doesn't make it so. Integrity in action is a set of behaviors. Being whole, complete, and unimpaired in your words and deeds is a practice. You learn these skills as you mature, and demands are placed on you to produce results with real consequences for no performance. One of the ways you're known in the world is your name. One of the ways you're known in the world is your job. And one of the ways you're known is your integrity. And when you deal with someone who doesn't give and keep their word, who doesn't manage their relationships with integrity, typically at some point, either overtly or quietly, you sever the relationship because these people are simply too difficult to deal with. However, when you manage your life with integrity, your life moves more efficiently. When you're good at giving and keeping your word, you spend less time worrying about what you did or didn't do. There are less incompletions around you that need cleaning up. People trust you and are more eager to partner with you in areas of endeavor that truly matter. When you operate with integrity, there's simply less drag on the boat moving forward, and you're rapidly able to cause breakthroughs in your time, results, and satisfaction. We at the Breakthrough Coach work with you on strengthening your integrity muscle, particularly the ability to give and keep your word, because it impacts the manner in which your staff responds to your Breakthrough Coach practices. For example, if you're habitually on time, you'll train people to be on time with you. If you're habitually late, people will learn they can be late with you with impunity. Producing breakthroughs in your time, results, and satisfaction requires that you give and keep your word and that you teach your staff to do the same. And the first person you need to practice giving and keeping your word with is your secretary. If you've promised to meet daily with your secretary, then you need to keep your word and meet when your secretary tells you to. If you want your secretary handling your calendar, then you must do what your secretary has scheduled for you to do. Breakthrough coach proficient secretaries can and will quit on school executives who can't give and keep their word because they're simply not worth the effort. Likewise, if you want your school community to trust the good word and expertise of your secretary so that you don't have to carry the entire load yourself, then when your secretary says to staff, he'll be out on Wednesday to see you on his coaching day, you need to be out in classrooms on Wednesday. If your secretary tells a parent, he'll call you Thursday at 1:30 for 20 minutes, then you need to be dialing the phone Thursday at 1:29. And by the way, this doesn't mean there won't be breakdowns. On the contrary, there absolutely will be breakdowns. But having breakdowns doesn't mean you don't have integrity. It just means you learn how to clean up your messes with integrity, which means one, acknowledging the breakdown. Don't try to cover it up. Two, apologizing for the breakdown. Fully developed adults know they can apologize to one another with no diminishment of power or authority. In fact, it's an opportunity to reinforce their agreements with each other. And three, make amends. Ask the question, what can I do to right the situation? When you take actions to repair a breakdown with integrity, you're truly being response able. This is one of the highest forms of integrity a person can exhibit. We've created an exercise to support you in strengthening your giving and keeping your word muscle. It's called the Integrity Checklist. Please take a moment here to pause the podcast and download this tool at the graduate portal on the Breakthrough Coach website. It's posted at the page entitled Resources Related to Mastering Giving and Keeping Your Word. The Integrity Checklist works by focusing your awareness on the fundamental practices you're committing to perform daily and by tracking your consistency with these practices over time. Every day you confront the Integrity Checklist, you're forced to make a choice. Do what I said I would do. Do the fundamental practice or don't. By using the Integrity Checklist daily, like a muscle, you'll actually strengthen your ability to give and keep your word over time. So here are the instructions for use. Number one, date the integrity checklist across the top row for the next 21 days, beginning with tomorrow's date. Number two, pick one fundamental practice you wish to perform every day. Write this action on the first row in the far left column. For example, leave office impeccable every day. Number three, beginning tomorrow, every day you leave your office impeccable, write Y for yes in the box. Every day you don't, mark N for no. At the end of 21 days, calculate your statistics. For example, I left my office impeccable 16 days out of 21. That's a success rate of 75%. Keep up the practice and tracking for another 21 days until you're at a 90% or higher success rate with this fundamental practice. Then add a second fundamental practice to the list and give and keep your word for another 21 days. After 3 months, you'll not only have strengthened your ability to give and keep your word, but you'll have several new habits to show for yourself. And by the way, if you suffer a setback, keep going. If you find you have a whole week of no's, don't stop tracking. It's okay, this isn't a test. You're not being judged good or bad. You're not right or wrong. You're simply practicing. Sometimes practice goes well, sometimes not so well. Doesn't mean you give up. The more appropriate question to ask in these moments is, what's not working about how I've set myself up here? That I'm not giving and keeping my word. That I'm not doing what I said I would do. Then adjust and see what happens. As you continually engage with the integrity checklist, you build your giving and keeping your word muscle. The core muscle required to produce breakthroughs in any endeavor you undertake in life. Thanks for listening. Thanks for practicing. And thanks for the difference you make each and every day. This concludes podcast number 7.